Let me thank the organizers for the invitation. I have been listening to the speeches from the first speech. I think one thing that we need to remember is that when we are moving towards a multipolar world, it's not going to be an easy task. It's going to be quite difficult. There are going to be a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. The people who establish American hegemony have a lot of money, have a lot of weapons, and they have shown that they're going to use this money and weapon to kill and occupy and cause a lot of difficulties to resist moving towards a multipolar world. And we in Iran have experienced that level of resistance for the last 44 years since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. And it has not been easy. A war of 8 years was imposed on Iran by Saddam's Iraq. Iran has been under a lot of sanctions. Iran has been attacked by the United States on a number of occasions. This resulted in Iran developing a culture of resistance. I think that culture of resistance started with the 1979 revolution. Then we see resistance in Lebanon. We see resistance in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen. When the conflict in Ukraine started, we in Iran realized that this culture of resistance is actually expanding. The borders of the culture of resistance is expanding to Russia. I think the borders of the culture of resistance is expanding to China. We have guests from more than 60 countries at this webinar, and it shows that the belief in culture of resistance is actually international. There are some governments that have been leading this resistance. We have individuals in countries that maybe their government is not resisting yet. But sooner or later, in this multipolar world, we need to make sure that the culture of resistance expands. And in order to do that, I have 3 points to make. That in order for the culture of resistance against US hegemony become successful, in order that we need to make sure that we are actually moving towards a multipolar world and overcoming the resistance from the West, we need to make sure there are 3 things available. One is ideology. The other side, the Western hegemony, has ideology. They call it liberalism. So the people who are resisting American hegemony, they need to make sure that they have an ideology of their own. And as we listen to Professor Dugin, he's a philosopher. I think his contribution can be great in terms of developing that ideology. In the past, we had the communism and Marxism, but the ideas behind communism and Marxism, I think, were not enough. They were good. Especially the parts that dealt with making sure that we have social justice. These are good ideas. But I think the Western culture, as a number of the speakers talked about, is suffering from this culture of decadence. And we need to make sure that the ideology that is opposing the Western ideology is not suffering from this culture of decadence. We need to make sure that whether it's through ethical education, through religious education, we need to make sure that the culture that is resisting the West is actually able to be interested in social justice, be interested in opposing hegemony, and also be interested in a cultural resistance against the decadent culture that's coming from the other side. So that's number one. The second point is with regard to popular support. You cannot resist American propaganda, American culture, American hegemony, without making sure that the people of Russia, China, Iran, India, other countries that are present here are actually supporting these ideas. And that is not going to be an easy task.
30 seconds.
So that is the second point. And the third point is this issue of making sure that there is a network of people who believe in the first two points. And I think the conference that you are organizing is a good step in that direction, to make sure that the efforts of people like General Soleimani, people like Professor Dugin, people who are leading this resistance against the invasion from the other side, is successful. So the people who believe in these ideas need to know each other. The conference that we participated in today is great because a number of people that I saw are the people that I saw for the first time. I didn't know about them before. So I think we need to continue these conferences as we go on. Thank you again for the time, and hopefully we see you in Tehran.